Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day to say, God loves you, I love you, we love you, Jesus loves you. And it doesn't matter if you're young or old or in between, because we're all children of the living God. Amen. We titled this the youth message, but it's really a message for all of us and relating into the gospel that we share at the 11 o'clock hour. And today, our gospel reading comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Let me share the Word of God from the New Living Translation. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned for greater fruitfulness by the message I have given to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. And those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who parts from me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. And then such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you stay joined to me and my word remain in you, you may ask any request you like, and it'll be granted. My true disciples produce much fruit, and this brings great joy to my Father. May God add his blessings to the hearing and the reading and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, that scripture starts out there in, I am the true vine. You know, there's a lot of I am's that are in the Word of God. But how do we know that when Jesus said, I am, that he is God? Well, we can find that back in Exodus chapter 3. Moses came to the Lord, and they were talking about how they get the people out of Egypt and all that. And God was concerned because he didn't think he was able to do it. He was afraid. And him and God went into a debate. And then God finally said that he would send Moses, brother Aaron, to be the spokesman for him. So Moses finally agreed, but before he went, Moses said, okay, what name shall I give to the people who ask, who sent you here? And Moses was asking for the name of God. And God told him his name. Tell them, I am who I am, sent you. Wow. So the people, understanding the old text and the Hebrew text there in Exodus, that the great I am, which is God Almighty, and then we see here up in John chapter 15, Jesus starts out by saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. I am that I am. That is the name of God. So Jesus is telling the people, and they understood it because they knew in Exodus that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. What a joy it is to be able to see how the scriptures kind of all work together. You know, today we're going to just think about the vine and then how we belong to Jesus. But I want you to know something to help us understand how he does this. We have vines all over the place. One of the vines that seems to be a destructive type of vine is the kudzu that was brought over here many, many years ago from Japan to have ground cover along the interstates and different places. Well, the kudzu plant just took over everything. And in the spring of the year, you'll see that it'll cover the trees and it'll cover all kinds, you know, like choking out all the stuff that's underneath it. But Jesus tells us that this is the same way with us. Because if we don't understand Christ and we don't have Christ in our life, we would be that way. There would be no life in it. Because of him, we do have good things. Think about it. Like rain, sunshine, trees, food, animals, birds, and all the things that make up the world. So Jesus gives us love and forgiveness for each other. And everything that is good comes from the main branch, which is called God. There is only one thing that needs to be said, but it's important. The more we love God and serve Him, the closer we are to Him. That's what Jesus was saying in the gospel. And He says that the closer we are, the more good things there'll be for us. So that's something to remember, for we miss a lot of good things in this world because we're not close to God. It's important that we remember who gives us our power and our strength and our life, that we may stay close to Him. Jesus said that the branches of the vine, and He is the vine, that are the closest to the main branch have the most strength. You and I can see this is true. If we look at all around the people that grow things like grapevines, and grapevine produces grapes. Ah, that's a good vine, isn't it? So we always need to remember that the little branches comes on the grapevine will come from Him, that He will give us the wonderful fruit of our labor. Well, the I am's are so important. Now, there's In the Bible, I wanted to tell you how many times, that's why we're able to say, yeah, Jesus is God. There's seven I am's in the Gospel of John that Jesus was talking about. He said, yeah, I'm the true vine. But that's the last of the I am statement. So here we go. I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world, John 8:12 and also 9:5. I am the gate for the sheep, John chapter 10, 7 and 9. I am the good shepherd, John 10, 11 and 14. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, 25. And then He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, 6. And then the scripture that we read in chapter 15, Jesus saying that He is the true vine. It's a wonderful thing to be able to understand the Word of God. You know, Isaiah, the prophet, pictured Israel as a vineyard of God. He said, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Jeremiah also started referring to His chosen people that way. And God was saying, I planted you as a choice vine. Hosea spoke in the word of judgment to Israel, and the vine became empty. I don't know if you remember or not, but we had a lemon tree that would not produce lemons. And the word of God says, and Jesus went by the fig tree so many times where it wasn't producing any fruit, He cursed it. And the same thing we had with that lemon tree. Judy finally went out and talked to that lemon tree. She said, if you don't start producing fruit, I'm going to curse you and cut you down and throw you into the fire. Well, the next year, that old lemon tree gave us a lot of lemons. But in the Jesus analogy, He likened Himself to the vine. You know, while the fruit-bearing branches are here, and He's referring to the disciples, God the farmer, depicted as the one who cultivates the vineyard. And through the gift and the hope and the joy we have in the Holy Spirit, He does that. He waters, He tends to the soil of our heart so that the vine is properly nourished. And He takes pride in His crop, which is you and I. But this means that He also prunes the vine and removes the dead wood. If you think about a grapevine, you know the grapes hang on the branches. And what Jesus is saying is clear, that the disciples, which is you and I, modern day disciples, should receive their strength from Jesus because He is the true vine. And if they break away from Him, they will become unproductive branches and die and bear no fruit. And then they'll have to be pruned out. Wow. Jesus is always pruning things in our life. We make decisions or we do a sin. Yeah, we can have forgiveness when we ask for forgiveness. But sometimes the things that we do and the things that Jesus helps us go through is like pruning. And once we seek grace and love and forgiveness, then our fruit, or what we would Paul would call the fruit of the Spirit, keeps on growing. So, what can we make out of this analogy in terms of our daily life? Then Jesus said, I am the vine. And what does it mean to be in God's vineyard? We are all in God's vineyard. First, it means that we must bear fruit for the kingdom of God. What's that mean? Sharing the gospel. Secondly, it means that there's such thing as an unproductive life. There is no unproductive life whenever you have Christ in your life. So, enjoy. And then the third thing, it means that we must cultivate a relationship with Jesus. And that's what we got to do. We got to go to church. We got to read the Bible. We got to come to youth. We got to come to special meetings in the church for us even to grow in the Lord. Well, I probably just mumbled around a little bit here and different things about the vine and the fruit, but I hope and pray that you get something out of it. And if you would read further down in the Gospel of John, you will find that you belong to Jesus Christ, the God of the heavens and the earth, and you are one of his children. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.